This is an MUT Radio podcast.
We do the same thing. If you just joined us, my name is Kawe Kwabe, aka Mkonde Bomvu, Manyaselange, Inaliti Pasop, Mhlaba Uzojobeka. 11 minutes after 4. And njoba ngishilo ke bafethu ukuthi mase ngibuya, I'm not coming back by myself. We have the main man, Forex Jaguar. How you doing, sir?
How is? I'm good, bro. How are you?
I'm good myself.
Yes, sir.
But we petse kahle KZN.
Oh, KZN. Shezingi on phela because this is home, actually, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so petse kahle. I think maybe you should be asking ukuthi each was yini petse kahle.
Now we are gonna get that to that point ukuthi why usuka eKZN uzufike eJozi because you're in the dream. But I wanna take it first kwi Forex Jaguar. Where does Forex Jaguar come from? Negama livukaphi?
Oh, Forex Jaguar. Actually, to give it context first, imost yabantu bathi Forex, like, you know, when I say maybe I pull up on someone, I say my name is Forex, they'll be like, oh, you do Forex trading? Yeah. And I'm like, I know, not that Forex trading, it's actually 4x. Yeah. You know,
oh
yeah, it's Forex, but that most of the usual long pelel is just Forex. Yeah, but it sounds exactly like, yeah, the
why
other
stylize
Forex.
It like that though,
because okay, let me just tell you the story how it came.
Yeah.
As a musical artist who's mostly actually into hip hop, mm-hmm. I have idols like any other artist, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So actually, my idol is J. Cole, Kanye West,
yeah,
Kendrick Lamar, and Joyner Lucas.
That's you tough. Know. That's a tough roster.
So it's like different personalities, different styles in their own thing. So I'm inspired by those people because they say, you gotta aspire to inspire too. So, you know, I look at how they do things and everything. But back then when I actually wanted to come up with a name, you know, mm-hmm. I was like, okay, you know, when I actually get in the game, I just want to be different, you know, cause most of the time, abantu, like who are in the art, they have like one idol or one role model they look up on to, you know.
Yeah.
So when you have one person you look up on, you listen to, you most of the time, most probably just gonna sound like that person, you know.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
With me, I was like, in order for me to not sound like anyone, to have my own thing, let me just put together four great names, four great styles, and actually come up with one thing, which is just gonna be me. So I just put their pictures, you know, like Amaphoyisa when they doing like Old Detective, when they on that,
they connecting the dots.
So I put like they pictures like this, you know. I was like, okay, if I actually take sound from this, I put X, maybe that's like J. Cole. And if I actually take some from this one, Kendrick. If I take some for this one, Joyner. If I take some for this one, which is Kanye West, I can come up with something that can actually make one person a new thing, yabo. Okay. So all those X's I was putting on the pictures, I was like, okay, one from here X, two from here X, three from here X, four from here X. And I was like, this makes up my identity too. And I was like, okay, now how do I come up with a name? And it popped, Aibo. Actually, let me name myself 4X from these 4X's, you know, I'm trying to like get something from them. So it's like 4X is making up one person. So that's how 4X was made. And actually, I thought to myself, because my favorite animal is a jaguar.
Yeah.
So I thought to myself, yeah, I am Forex Jago, but Forex actually sounded like just a name, you know. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, that's in Lipis Bong, you know, and say like Forex the animal. I started with Forex the animal, and I was like, hey, Forex the animal, it sounds so cliche, you know. Yeah. I was like, I know. Forex the animal, what's my favorite animal? I was like, oh, Jago. So let me just say Forex Jaguar, and then it went from there, you know. And then I started calling myself FJ, and then from FJ I called myself the KOTJ, actually the King of the Jungle, because that's what I believe. Uti Jaguar is the King of the Jungle, you know. And from King of the Jungle, that's where actually, like, from last year end to this year. That's where actually a new identity came from, this Jaguar that I think I am. I felt like I'm on beast mode right now. So I felt like I'm really a wildcat, which is the Jaguar, the wildcat.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. So a new identity formed from there, from all the names and to Ikatila Sendle, because I just wanted to make it more South African and all that ish, you know.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, from Forex, I think now me being on beast mode, I am the wildcat, Ikatila Sendle, you know. But actually, that's how the Forex name came up.
Mm. Okay, so you mentioned you blended like a lot of artists, like a lot of inspirations.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So obviously, that means you came up with a new sound. How would you define your style now to someone who is listening?
Mm. Yeah, as I said, my style, first things first, one important thing I think you should actually offer in the game is uniqueness, being different, you know. My style, I think it's that style where you actually have, like, it sounds like old, but it's new school at once, you know, like old school, new school. It's not me actually defining my style like that. It's what I've been told for a couple of times. I could say, actually, this sounds like this is giving old school, but it's a new school. I don't know. Like, it's giving that energy. I was like, actually, I'm getting this from a lot of people. So I think maybe that's my style. Actually, that's what I actually give, you know, because I listen to a lot of old school too. And I am living in the new generation. So actually, with my old school knowledge that I get from what I listen to, I bring the energy to the era that I am living in. So I guess maybe that's how it actually happens without me even noticing.
So it essentially defines itself
for real.
Take me through your debut project, 21.
Well,
what's the thought process behind that?
Okay, we actually talk about 21. Okay. It's 21. Actually, I felt like with 21, I was at a point in my life where I actually thought like, man, I'm calling myself an artist, but like I don't have like a body of work that actually is like giving a certain identity or sharing a certain story, you know. I'm just dropping singles as if like this is some random thing or whatever. So I was like, you know, let me actually make up something that means a lot to me more than the singles I dropped. Because the singles I was dropping, it was just like a song I made when I was in that certain mood. But like when you're making an album, you don't, like, there's a difference between an album and a mixtape, you know, so, or a compilation. So an album has a story behind, and it is, it's inspired by something, you know, and it has an identity. So with me at that point in my life, I felt like, no, man, I actually came a long way. In my life, I've been through a lot, and I feel like I should actually, I know like a lot of people always say me, I don't celebrate my birthday, you know, some things like that. With me, I always celebrate my birthdays because I feel like it marks Uguti, like how long I came, like I came a long way, you know. So at the 21, the age of 21, I was like, actually, this is some special age, you know, 21, you know, like people be making I'm a 21st and everything, you know. I thought instead of a 21st, let me drop a 21 album, you know, just to celebrate what I've been through and that I'm still alive and still kicking it and still like hustling my way up into the industry, you know. Yeah, that's actually the thought of 21.
Yeah. Yes, in sir. Celebration.
Yes, sir.
A lot of Bruce don't actually celebrate their birthdays.
For real. That's what, that, like, a lot of people tell me that, like, hey, what's the point of celebrating your birthday, bro? I'm like, I'm doing a lot in this life alone.
Yeah.
To not celebrate, at least get that day to celebrate yourself and actually cheer yourself up. You're doing good, you know. Mm. It's not only celebrating the day you was born, but it's to actually cheer yourself up. I know, dog. Keep going, dog. You're doing good in life. You just gotta keep going.
Facts. I like that. I see you rocking merch.
Yes sir.
That's the
EP title, the EP, the body of work that I just dropped, called Ikatila Sendle.
Mm-hmm. So you said you now bringing it local because you went from Forex Jago to now Ikatila Sendle.
Yeah, well, still Forex. Yeah. But
what's the intention now
with the Ikatila Sendle? Damn. Actually, Ikatila Sendle, how it came, first things first, I was just trying to make a cool Instagram handle. That's where it all started,
yeah,
you know.
I
I don't have to change Forex Jago as the Instagram handle, you know, the ad. But you know, the title, Instagram, the one that you can actually customize maybe every 14 days or some sort. So I was like, man, I'm just trying to rebrand myself. It's some sort of a rebrand or something like that.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, I feel like I should do a rebrand, actually do something that makes me connect with the people where I am from. It actually gives, ukuthi ngiphumaphi and who I am and what am I offering, you know. But it's all started with an Instagram handle. I was like, you know, let me just create Elon Tujan a cool Instagram handle, and I wrote Ikatila Sendle, and I was like, okay, this is the one. And then my bro told me, hey bro, I like your Instagram handle. I'm like, which one? Because I just put it and didn't actually pay much attention it, and it was like Ikatila Sendle. I feel like that is a solid name, bro. I was like, yeah. He was like, maybe I think you should change your name Forex to that one. I'm like, I know, I came a long way with the name Forex, but you can actually give different identities, you know, in likes of, oh, Kendrick Lamar can be Kung Fu Kenny, can be K Dot, things like that. So with me, I guess it's that identity too of actually being Ikatila Sendle, a wild cat that is actually there as a predator to take over. You know,
so when does the decision to move from, to actually quit your job,
dang,
and then move to Johannesburg to pursue the dream, does it come when 21 hits, or does it come when Ikatila Sendle, or is it in between? When does the decision come about?
Okay, I like that question. Ikatila Sendle, it's actually the decision of moving.
To
Josie and quitting my job.
Quitting the Spani.
Oh yeah. First things first, I dropped out of school. You know. Actually, that's where everything started. I didn't actually just start with quitting my job. I dropped out of school. I was a student at UKZN, you know. And I was like, you know, I feel like I'm not even focused that much on my school. Like, if I would tell you 95% of my time at PMB, I was just on music. One way, and I would find out about our assignments or our practicals that we have to do an hour before we have to do the practical. So let's say at 5 we have a practical. I mean, I found out about it every time. Futa always found out about it at 1 hour before, and I still have to bath. I still have to take transport to school.
A studio, no
more. Because I had everything. I have a home studio, you know. It's just me being on YouTube, just getting inspiration and just being in love with the music,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought to myself, you know what? Let me actually leave school because it's nothing much I am doing, and I was actually doing something I don't think I was gonna need in life.
Mm-hmm.
But I just started thinking I might need it, you know, but not really. Because I want to be a musical artist. That's what I want to be in life, yeah. You know, nothing else. So I was studying crop horticultural science. Yeah, bro.
What is that, bro?
Everyone.
That's a mouth.
Everyone has been, like, has been asking. Whenever I say that term,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Everyone be like, hey, boy, in manje, like, hey, you know. You. It has to do with the agriculture and everything, you know.
Oh,
so
yeah, yeah.
Since I was a science student, like that thing was just a thing, yeah, boy. It wasn't actually a hard thing. I was actually, good at it. Even with my practicals, like, I found out about in 1 hour before.
Yeah, yeah.
I was actually doing well more than Labantu Laba who knew about the practical.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, boy. So like, is it was a science and everything was like, ngipass it, but, I always came back after a practical and actually cried and you know, go to no man. Actually, I don't want to do this. I just want to be stressed about making music and everything that has to do with music. Yeah. Yeah, so I thought maybe, you know, I should just leave school. But my plan was to leave and register for a music course or anything like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but anything that has to do with music, at least. When I dropped out in August 2021.
Yeah, yeah.
And then November, I got a job. So I'm like, okay, I'm gonna try applying for school next year.
Mm-hmm.
In November, I get a job. December, I get paid. Money come in. I'm like, okay, this is some big money. I can't actually. Am I really trying to go back to school like that? And I was like, you know, let me actually work, because end of 2021, which is November.
Yeah.
And then I was like, you know what, let me just work for this 1 year and actually be able to buy studio equipment and everything, like isn't gaining more and more. Because when I dropped out of school, I built my own house, you know. Not actually, like, you know, that, you know, that, like, a luxury dog, you always have, like, those outside buildings and all. So I actually built, my own outside building, because
like,
I was trying to,
room, no more.
Yeah. Like, oh, I built a two room with a bathroom and everything, but I was just trying to imagine, Uguti. Imagine, Uguti.
Hey, this bro is just dropping like crazy things, la.
You know, so imagine, Uguti, I'm building a two room. And I'm just trying to have my room and a studio in those two rooms.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom was like, ah, you just messing around, man. Use your own room as a studio,
the
too.
Studio, yeah,
you
yeah.
can just take the whole room for Elon Dujan and everything. Yeah, boy. And I was like, okay, actually, because I made my room, and I mean, I feel like Angelo, because the room, my own room that I built was actually big, too big enough. Big. It's big more than the normal rooms that everyone is building.
So are you still working when you build a house? Or is it?
Yeah, I'm working.
Yeah.
So reason why I actually thought of, carrying on with the work too was because I just wanted to like finish up the house, buy my studio equipments and everything.
Yeah.
And then I can say, okay, maybe now I can go back to school because I have like the equipments to do the music and maybe I can also be learning the music. And then, 2021, Yapela. I go back 2022 to work because the financials, now I'm used to getting money now, you know.
Yeah,
like every month I'm used to that notification.
Word.
So yeah, Angena, and then 2022, I go back. And 2022, I think like that's when I had like the thought of quitting my job.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, it wasn't the matter of I actually signed up for 1 year and then I said I'm gonna go out because the work environment started being too toxic for me, and I started actually to do the music that I actually dropped out of school for.
Yeah,
you know, so it was taking much of my time because I was working a 6 to 6 for 7 days.
Oh, that's tough.
You know, so actually, lala poke futhi, you are working hard, like guangempela yabo. So I was like, man, I should actually quit this job because it's taking most of my time, and I dropped out of school to do the music. Now I'm not even doing the music anymore. You know, I'm just gonna, cause I mean, I always have the fear of letting my dream die. Like, I don't want to see dreams die, you know, yeah. Even with the people, engahlangana nabo lapha emsebenzini, like, ngisafika, I would ask you, like, mhlambe masiqala ukwazana yabo, and then I ask you, ukuthi, what's actually your dream? Yabo. Yeah. And then people be telling me, I remember there's this bro, that told me, ukuthi, uyadlala ibhola, he told me, ukuthi, he wanted to be a soccer player, yeah, a professional, what, you know. I was like, bro, and then what happened? I was like, I know, Fetsu, Yazi, scams, and everything. Mm-hmm. I'm like, bro, but I don't want to see your dream die. Actually, Mhlambe, at least if you don't actually get to fulfill Leo, at least Mhlambe, come up with your own team so that you still do something that lives within your heart. Yeah, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, I'm like that dude. So, actually, I ended up like, feeling like e-work environment is toxic for 2022. 2023 and all these years, like as the time goes by, guaguba more and more and more. Mm-hmm. And then until 2025, I was like, yabona manje, if I don't ever go out, I'm just gonna die here. Yeah. And my dreams are gonna die here, you know. So ngase ngiqala ukhlupa just to get fired. Yabo, I didn't actually care about anything, yabo, until I actually got fired. Oh, I was actually, ngaqala ukhlupa 2024 and then ngiyela ku 2025. I mean, I didn't actually care if you're a manager or you're the plant head or whatsoever. Yeah. If I believe that what I'm saying is right. I don't actually bow just because wuban and you have to tell me something. Yeah, but so
bagaxa ibhuzu noma when do you
I actually planned on leaving go December 2025.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, you know what? This time around, ngiyahamba ngempela, no matter what, I'm just gonna leave Ispani, move to Jersey and try to pursue my music career because ngeke izisebenze ngisala 6 to 6, 7 days a week, you know. So ngisengiplana vele ukuthi I'm leaving ngo October. Oh, ngolo nto njani ngo December 2025. Comes October, I have an issue nje kancane with someone eSpani, and then because I was a threat to everyone M17 talking about the superior ones, you know, because I was not the one to agree just because you are the HOD.
Wait. Because of time.
Yeah.
So you actually quit, and then the decision to go to Johannesburg. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you take it at the time that you quit, or is it more
way before? That was the plan. It's been the plan
when you moved to Joburg.
I don't know, bro. I was like, I'm just gonna see. I'm totally UIF, vele, totally provident fund. I'm just gonna see. I'll have to make things happen. Ingazi phele kwaleyo mali ye UIF and all. So I'm just the under pressure of actually making it now.
Yeah.
Run out of cash, but at least manje, I have a side hustle to just keep me surviving and all, yabo.
Oh,
yeah. Sure, yeah, so that's how I actually moved to Johannesburg.
Nah, I like that. Dream Collabs.
I'm not gonna remember the whole list, but for me, it's always been like, umuntu jo fike kanda like pops up.
Yeah,
I'd say pretty ugly. Local or just
any dream collab?
Okay, for SA it's like pretty ugly.
Yeah.
Nasty C, obviously. I think Casper too.
Yeah,
and I know, like, I have a proper list, bro. Like, there's this person I'm forgetting, I know. But it's just like those, Pretty Ugly, Nasty C, Casper, and, I think we can make some with the McLera one.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Shout outs. If people want to book you, they want to get in touch, how do they find you? Socials, number.
Oh yeah. My socials, it's on all social media platforms. I am Forex Jaguar, which is actually Forex. Jaguar, not FO. Not what?
Not F- Forex.
Yeah, not the Forex trading. Yeah. It's actually FOUREX on all social platforms. But you can also like search as Ikati Lasendli. I think that one will still pop up as me because I'm the only white cat in the game.
Issue. Shortly before we wrap it up, intro Islahla. Tell people what Islahla is, Sivalangai.
Okay. Islahla is a song I made when I moved to Jozi. It was like a song one of my bros I live with, Uligma, I'm sure like a lot of people know him as Uluyanda Nyembe. So he's that bro who actually, cause he knows I rap and I have his studio equipment. I figure fagu beats, arty dog, let's make a song here. And then mina ang chezi, like I don't wanna angifuna umuntu ethi angenze ingoma just angikwazi ukwenza ingoma just because umuntu uthi angiyenze.
Yeah.
But when I heard the beat, I was like, yay, okay, that one is actually the one. So I was actually a bathroom ngwashubuso and I was like, okay, it actually had that feeling, yo, yeah. I was thinking about me actually succeeding egoli yabo. And then I come back, mhlambe sengiyimoja. And then I buy a drop top, you know, and then go to my family, go to my friends, with my hand, So actually, that's what the song is all about.
Yes, let's go. Let's get it for us, Jaguar. Islahla.
Yes, sir.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.